I'm Jim Bertel. The world's most wanted terrorist is dead. U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed the death of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in a raid by American troops.
Last night, the United States brought the world's number one terrorist leader to justice. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead. He was the founder and leader of ISIS, the most ruthless and violent terror organization anywhere in the world.
In an address to the nation Sunday morning, he praised the troops who conducted the raid.
U.S. Special Operations Forces executed a dangerous and daring nighttime raid in northwestern Syria and accomplished their mission in grand style.
He says a large number of Islamic State fighters were killed, while no U.S. personnel were lost in the operation. Turkey's army says an attack by Kurdish fighters in northeast Syria has killed one of its personnel and wounded five others. That brings Turkey's military death toll to 11 since the launch of the operation. Despite that ceasefire and a second brokered by Russia, occasional skirmishes have continued. Russia says its military police and Syrian border guards will facilitate the removal of the Kurds from within 30 kilometers of the border. Afghan officials have set a new date for announcing the result of last month's presidential election. The head of the Independent Election Commission says the result will be announced on November 14th. The chief U.S. peace negotiator, Zalmay Khalilzad, is in Afghanistan, and he met with leaders in Kabul Sunday after arriving in the country on an unannounced visit. This is the first since President Donald Trump halted talks with Taliban insurgents on ending the Afghan war. For more on any of today's news, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Iraqi demonstrators are continuing their anti-government protests Sunday in Baghdad's Tahrir Square. More than 60 protesters have been killed in clashes with police since the demonstrations began last week. Hong Kong police say anti-government protesters set fire to shops and hurled gas bombs on Sunday. This happened after riot police fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse thousands in the Harbourfront Hotel District. The protesters had gathered to denounce perceived police brutality during more than 4 months of often violent unrest in the Chinese-ruled city. The parents of one of the people believed to have died in a truck in Britain says Vietnamese police have taken DNA samples from them. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
In her home in Vietnam, Nguyen Thi Huan still waits to hear from her son, even though she is convinced he is dead. Joseph Nguyen Dinh Long is believed to be one of the 39 people found dead in the back of a truck near London last week.
I thought he went abroad to work and that he would come back home once in a while. I would have never thought. Now we are sure that he is gone, but I still wait for him to call home. I still can't believe that he is dead and have been waiting for him since that day.
The family lives in Ha Tin, a poor province south of the capital, Hanoi. British police have been trying to identify the bodies, which were found in a truck container on an industrial estate near the British capital.
Chinese and Vietnamese officials are both working closely with British police. That was Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Boris Johnson's Conservatives stepped up pressure on British lawmakers on Sunday to back the Prime Minister's bid to hold an early election and break Britain's Brexit impasse. But with the main opposition Labour Party waiting for the European Union to grant a Brexit delay and two other parties launching their own bid for an even earlier election, observers say the government's bid so far looks set to fail. In Britain, a Labour Party spokesperson says Prime Minister Boris Johnson should offer Parliament an unequivocal commitment. He will not lead Britain out of the European Union without a deal if he wants backing for an early election bid. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he wants a broad national unity government amid political deadlock over forming a government following last month's elections. Netanyahu's challenger, former Army Chief Benny Gantz, is currently trying to form a government after Netanyahu failed at his attempt. California is bracing for extreme and potentially historic winds today as state officials in Northern California ordered the evacuation of at least 50,000 more people, with a nearby wildfire continuing to burn. In addition, millions more will face power outages as the utility company Pacific Gas and Electric begins mass power shutoffs. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.